That's Carl Sonny Leyland on the piano and Billy Boy Arnold on vocals and harp. And we're going to be focusing on a whole lot of blues harp masters tonight. Well, good evening. It's 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Sunday night, and that means it's time for 3 hours of blues and soul music from the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barclay. This is Sunday night of Labor Day weekend. Mount Pleasant's a little on the quiet side tonight, which is not a bad thing. I enjoy some quiet, but things are going to be a little lively for the next 3 hours here on the Juke Joint broadcast. Tonight I'll be focusing on blues harp masters. We'll hear from people like Lazy Lester, Snooky Pryor, Sonny Boy No. 1, Sonny Boy No. 2, Big Walter, Little Walter, James Cotton, Junior Wells, Sonny Terry, Carrie Bell, and a few others. And if I have time, I'll slip in some of the artists that were inspired by those names I just read. Several decades ago, the Rolling Stones, or at least Mick and Keith, were wandering through the Paris subways and came across this busker blowing some harp. His name was James Whiting, and they really liked the riff he got on his harp. He became known as Sugar Blue. He's still out there on the scene today, traveling the world. And here's a song that he blew harp on with the Rolling Stones, but this is Sugar Blue's version of Miss You.
You crazy.
Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you.
Sugar Blue from his CD on Alligator Records called Blue Blazes. That came out in 1994, and we just heard him on it. Old Rice Miller, the second Sonny Boy Williamson tune, Help Me. And in front of that, we heard him on the song, Jagger Richards, Rolling Stones tune, Miss You, blowing harp and vocals. Well, I hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend. If you're in the car motoring down the highway, we got some great jams, some the emphasis on blues harmonica tonight and blues harmonica veterans for the most part. Most of them are men, but I did find a couple of women doing some playing some fine harp, and we'll hear from them a little later in the show. And one of them, Big Mama Thornton, was blowing harp on my original theme song back in 1985. So we'll hear that. Those of you who have been listening since 1985 will remember that tune because I kept that as my theme song for several years. Let's now turn to one of the giants of chromatic blues harp. William Clark called George Smith the King of the Chromatic. He was a big inspiration on William Clark and Rod Piazza, among others. Here is George Smith back in 1966 on a 45. This is LPs were going on, but he was recording 45s at that point in time. And here he is on a tune with Marshall Hooks on guitar. George Smith on a tune titled Blowing the Blues.
Everybody talked about poor Sonny Boy Williams. They even talked about the great little Walter. But they are dead and gone. But I, George Smith, are left to carry this harmonica blues business on. Now you can talk about me, 'cause I'm gonna blow some blues. Somebody gonna start a fight for the night, so hey you with that red dress on. Look at that girl, look at that girl, look at her. You knew you're beautiful, baby. Gonna make me leave my home. Look out, I'm on my way, look out, I'm on my way. Now here she comes to the front. Hey you, you with that white dress on. Well, you beautiful girl, don't make me leave my home, oh yeah.
Hey you, you with that tight dress on. That was George Harmonica Smith blowing some chromatic harp and singing. And the tune was titled Tight Dress. Pete Guitar Lewis, formerly of the Johnny Otis Orchestra, was on that stinging guitar on that recording on a 45 that came out in 1960. And we opened up with another 45 from George Smith. And we heard Blowin' the Blues, talking about some of the blues giants that he hung with over the years. Just heard from Tom in Central Lake, says, gotta love that chromatic harp. He was referring to George Smith, who we just heard a moment ago, and Skylight Steve checked in from Twain Hart, California, listening online from the foothills of the Sierra, and he loved the Sugar Blue that I played just a little while ago. Muddy Waters has had a lot of great harp players pass through his band, and I didn't get to see the giants like Big Walter and Little Walter, but I did get to see some other blues harp players that came through his band. People like Junior Wells, James Cotton, Mojo Buford, Paul Osher, and Jerry Portnoy. I got to see and photograph each one of those artists. And we're going to turn to one of his veteran harp players, a guy named George Buford, better known as Mojo Buford, and I saw him several times at the Chicago Blues Festival over the decades. Now, he has passed on back in 2011. Well, here he is in the mid-1990s. He was part of the, after leaving Chicago, he moved to Minneapolis and became part of the Twin Cities blues scene, and there was a Twin Cities blues scene there. And let's turn to something from his CD titled Still Blowing Strong, and we're going to open up with a Big Joe Turner tune. Mojo Buford and the Married Woman Blues.
Oh, this will make you laugh, but I tell you, it ain't funny to me. Oh, this will make you laugh, but I tell you, it ain't funny to me. Well, I'm in love with a married woman, and she's in love with me. I used to call her every Sunday too. Oh, I used to call her every Friday. I used to call her every Sunday too. Oh, and the rest of the week, she always made me blue. I used to call her all on Saturday. I used to call her baby late at night. I just call her late at night. No matter what I call her, she always talks just right. That's what I like. Sometimes she seems so all alone. Oh, she's a mad woman, but sometimes she seems so all alone. Well, one day she broke down and told me it'd been 10 years since her husband been home.
Some very fine blues harp from George Mojo Buford from the mid-1990s. And that was from a Blue Loon, that's the record label, Blue Loon Records out of Minneapolis. Still Blowing Strong was the name of the tune, and that was obviously a blues harp instrumental. Dave Cool Breeze Brown on some fine T-Bone Walker-flavored guitar, Billy Black on acoustic bass, Marty Braddock on drums, and Bruce Pedalti on some very fine piano. And that was a tune titled Harp Blast. And we opened up with the Married Woman Blues. I want to tell you a little story. A while back, a gentleman named Eugene Kane from Lansing was driving in his car, and he came through our coverage area, And he was spinning the dial left and right trying to figure out, got to find something on the radio. And he came across the Juke Joint broadcast. And he said, man, some blues on the radio. I like it. So he's listening and he's listening, driving down the highway. Then my voice comes out of his car speakers and I'm telling a little bit of history, or maybe it was a soundbite from an interview I'd done. And then I played some more music and he's digging this. So he started to tune in. And he figured out he could tune in online from his home in Lansing, because we really don't penetrate the Lansing market. That's part of Michigan State University's public radio network area. Anyway, Eugene and his wife Maxine invited Peggy and me to come down to their 46th annual Labor Day weekend gathering at their home in Lansing last night. They had, I think, over 125 people there in attendance. This is got a lot of history going back 46 years. And they sent out the invitation that this gathering will celebrate the 34 years that the Juke Joint broadcast has been on the air. He introduced me to the crowd, and he says, you know, I'm listening to this young man. He called me a young man. Eugene is in his mid-70s, I believe. So I'm a little younger than him. And he said, this young man, I'm sitting there listening to him on the radio, and I'm saying, this is a white guy spinning the blues on the radio. Of course, everybody laughed, and what could I say? Guilty as charged. I am a white guy. Anyway, I really do appreciate Eugene and Maxine having Peggy and me, the Duke and Duchess of Juke, down for their Labor Day weekend gathering of family and friends. They even invited the Lansing mayor. Andy Shore was there and said a few words to the crowd. So they are a very influential couple, Eugene and Maxine. They had friends and family from Birmingham, Alabama, Detroit, New York City, and we had a great time visiting with them last night in Lansing. I do appreciate that. I hope I picked up some new listeners, because I passed out some information as where you can hear the Juke Joint broadcast online at WCMU.org, or more directly, radio.wcmu.org. So let's return to some more blues harp. Here's Muddy Waters with Big Walter, and in the second tune, Little Walter. We're going to go back to 1955, and here is Muddy singing a tune titled Don't Go No Farther.
You need meat, go to the market. You need bread, try the bakery. You need love, don't go no farther. Just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody's gonna love me. You need grits, go to the grocers. You need fish, go to the sea. You need love, look for me, baby. And just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody's gonna love me. Thank you. You'll need money, go to the bank deal. You'll need honey, look to the bees. You'll need love, don't go no further. Just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody's gonna love me. Shoot tombstone bullets, wine, balls, and chain. I'm drinking tea and tea, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fire. I know you feel like I ain't no way, but stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no swell. Because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope. I feel so good, I want you to know. One more drink, I wish you would. It takes a whole lot of loving to make me feel good.
From 1954, with Little Walter blowing harp, that was Muddy Waters on a tune titled I'm Ready. And in front of that, we heard him on Don't Go No Further. Don't Go No Farther, I should say, with Big Walter Horton on the harp. Now, Little Walter died back in 1968, and Big Walter died in 1981. So they've been gone for quite a while, and I never had the chance to see either one of them, but Peter Madcap Ruth tells some great stories about taking blues harp lessons from Big Walter Horton when Madcap was in high school in the mid-1960s. Quite a story, and sometime I'll share those again with you. I had a great time sharing them in the past. Well, I just heard from Scott Allman. He is the longtime host. In fact, I think he launched his blues show in Lansing, the Capital City Blues Cruise, back in about 1985 when I launched the Juke Joint broadcast. So he is on Sunday nights, but he is vacationing tonight, taking some time off in Grayling. Nice to have him in my coverage area tonight. Nice to hear from him. Well, When I posted on Facebook what I was featuring tonight and included 15 CD covers by 15 different blues artists, Danny in Mount Pleasant said, "Hey man, how about some Jimmy Reed? You don't have any Jimmy Reed in there." And I said, "For you, Danny, I'll slip in some Jimmy Reed." Now, Jimmy's harp sound was very distinctive, very different from the rest of the artists that we've heard so far tonight. So, for Danny and Mount Pleasant, let's turn to Jimmy Reed on a song that the Rolling Stones dug so much that they included their version on their debut album back in about 1963 or 4. This is Jimmy Reed's version of "Honest I Do."
that loving a baby. Ain't that loving a baby, but you don't even know my name.
A top 10 hit for on the R&B charts for Jimmy Reed. That was Ain't That Lovin' You Baby. And in front of that, we heard him on Honest I Do. Taking this to the top of the hour, I'm going to turn to a request from a listener named Dan, who listens from the Big Island of Hawaii. I come on the air at 8 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. In Hawaii, Dan listens from 2 to 5 p.m., and if he doesn't catch it there, he catches it on the archives during the week. Well, Dan got to talking about the song Texas Flood and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Vaughan, his brother, and we were going back and forth via email. And I said, have you ever heard the original version of Texas Flood by the man who did it back in 1958, Larry Davis? And he said, never have heard it. So some Sunday night, how about if you give it a spin? So I want to spin it right now. 1958, this is the original version of Texas Flood that Stevie Ray made famous again in 1983. In fact, it was the title track of his debut album. And Fenton Robinson is playing lead guitar. Larry Davis is on vocals and bass. And James Booker is on the piano, among others. And let's go back to 1958 to the Duke label. And here is Larry Davis.
Under my feet, storm crawled over my head. I came rusted like that. got rocks all in my bed. And I believe to my soul that losing a woman done put some funny stuff on me. Oh, that you have. Yeah. I can't sleep at night. Bad dreams and nightmares all the time. I wake up screaming. Cold chills run up and down my spine. And I believe to my soul that losing a woman done put some funny stuff on me. Oh, yes, you have.
Well, especially for Dan in Hawaii, I opened up with a track from Larry Davis in 1958 with Texas Flood, a more laid-back version, as he said in his email, so I know he heard it. And then I segued it 25 years later into something from Larry Davis's CD, or actually it was an LP when it first came out back in 1983 on the Rooster Blues label, Funny Stuff. And in this one, he wasn't playing bass guitar. He was playing lead guitar, something he developed his chops on guitar from working with the great Albert King. Funny Stuff from Larry Davis. When I come back after the station ID, I'm going to give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. If you have anything you want me to know, especially letting me know where you're listening and that you are listening. Like Scott let me know he's listening from Grayling, and I do appreciate that. And then I'll turn to somebody I don't spin very often on this show, but he plays harmonica on both of these tunes, Stevie Wonder. So you be sure to stay near the radio.